your instant link to the information you need around the clock. We're the all-new News Talk 92.3 WCPR.
Thank God it's Friday!
Now here's Les Nessman and the news.
8:37, we go to the WCPR Breaking News Hotline. It's the Dare County Board of Commissioners Chairman, Bob Woodard, our guest today here on OBX Today. Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Sam, I'm doing great. Good to hear from you this morning. Thank you for having me on.
Well, same here. Same here. Glad you could take some time out of your very busy schedule. Let's get right to it, because there's a lot of things been going on, and for the last 4 months, I know, all it's been talked about is COVID-19 and the control group and things like that. But the business of Dare County has had to continue, and you guys have had a lot of things that you've had to work on, and especially in the last month. And one of those, let's just get right to it, because the situation in Oregon Inlet, which I called it Controversy Inlet earlier because it just seems like it's one thing after another, but it's still an ongoing issue, and it's got a very wide-ranging impact, not only for the businesses here and for that rely on our watermen that rely on the inlet, but what some of the things that we want to enhance here. But give us kind of an update on what's going on with Oregon Inlet.
I'll do it, Sam. And we're closing in on something that's taken many years, over 40 years of not being able to keep that inlet open. But we're closing in fast in the next 24 months to hopefully correct all of this situation in the inlet. You know, as you know, we public-private partnership. This county has that. We've gone through a lot in the last 24 months in reviewing the specs for a dredge. The task force has approved the contract and talked with the owner and the builder. The builder's out of Louisiana, Conrad, and EJE is the company, the owner. So we're excited about that. All that's taking place. We're getting everything signed off, and this will take about 18 months to get the dredge built, and then there'll be some sea trials and stuff. So we're hoping in the next 24 months we can see that permanently in on Hatteras Island and Oregon Inlet to keep our inlets open. As a matter of fact, right now as I speak, yesterday the Merritt was in Hatteras Island doing quite a bit of work, and they're going to be there until August the 17th. And we're hoping that they can get that opened up for our fleet down there, and so they can come and go a lot easier than they have now. As far as Oregon Inlet goes, right now I think we're in somewhat decent shape. The bar has about 9 feet at low. On the west side of the bridge, it's about 7 feet. So our folks are being able to get in and out of Oregon Inlet right now. We're hoping the Merritt, after they finish in Hatteras Island, will come back down to Oregon Inlet for us. So that's encouraging.
Yeah, definitely.
The, very, very encouraging. So I know that you mentioned something to me the other day as well about the demo issues, you know, at Oregon Inlet with the Bonner Bridge. And just last week, we had a conference call with the Division of Coastal Management, the Marine Fisheries, and NCDOT. We also had Dick Parker, the chair of the Artificial Reef Group. He participated in the call. We were able to work out an agreement that some of the bridge debris would be placed on a reef at Ocracoke, and then the materials from the other sources that were going to be used at Ocracoke will be placed on the reefs in Dare. And NCDOT can take the remaining bridge debris to Carteret. And Dick advised that his group was certainly okay with this arrangement. This saves DOT millions of dollars, and it certainly improves Dare's reefs. It doesn't hurt Ocracoke, given that we could not stop the permit from being issued. We risked getting nothing out of this. So in turn, we got a better deal, we think. Not as good as getting all of the debris, but it's certainly better than getting none of it. So that worked out pretty good, and that'll take place. I think one of the other issues you mentioned to me about was the Institute of Government. We with Essential Housing Update in DARE, we're trying to take the lead here in DARE to get something done. We've been working on this for a number of months. We had a presentation from our consultant at our last board meeting this week, and we're engaged, as you know, with the UNC School of Government Development Finance Initiative. We did that earlier this year to evaluate the opportunities to certainly increase the supply of essential housing in Bexar County. And, you know, essential housing, we define it as residential units affordable Bexar County for Bexar County residents and certainly workforce levels of income. And so, you know, this particular deal that we're working on is to identify properties where we're now, they're going to come back to us and identify some properties in there that can meet these requirements for low-income housing tax credit. And then a federal program, you know, that's the largest funding source for development of private essential housing in the United States. So DFI, you know, plans to report back to us and the Board of Commissioners this fall with some potential sites and potential partnerships in the region. So we're excited about that. We're moving fast and forward. I know we've had this pandemic that's just been horrible to deal with since March, but it's important for the public to know that their Board of Commissioners is working very, very diligently on our citizens' behalf in multiple areas. And as you know, we've got SBCA, a facility being built now on Roanoke Island over near the airport next to our emergency management operations. That's going well. It's under construction as we speak. We had a dog park over there for our Roanoke Island folks, and fortunately, we were able to move that to the west end of the lot. And they weren't shut down that long, but that's been up and running for a couple of weeks now. So we're excited that dog park is back open while we're under construction for the SPCA building. And so we're excited about that. We're also a long time coming here in Manio, downtown Manio, where our health department and social services, we're now doing some renovations there. That's a long time coming, and that's a project that we're excited to combine and make some new improvements to those facilities. And then this fall, we just, as most everyone knows, we're building a new campus in Manio for COA. We're extremely excited about that. We've seen the renderings just last week of what that facility and campus is going to look like. And I'm telling you, Bexar County, they're going to be just, I don't know, have any other way to say it, but just blown away, Sam. It's just going to be an enormous, attractive campus for our graduating seniors. And we're hoping to, you know, late fall to start the demo of those old facilities over there and then start construction of that new campus, and we're just so excited about that. You know, and the board stepped up to the plate as well, and we're gonna fund scholarships for our graduating seniors in Bexar County. And we've already done some of that with students applying. So, I mean, we've just got a lot going on, Sam, but we're just excited about all the projects that's taking place in Bexar County. We can't be more excited than what's taking place in there with a multitude of things that the board is addressing.
The COA thing, I wanted to touch on that because earlier I talked about the UNC Board of Governors yesterday saying they're not going to discount tuition, they're not going to discount fees, no matter what type of instruction they offer. And I'll just throw the personal aspect here. My daughter, Mary Washington University up in Virginia, she's decided not to go back. She's going to do COA to get those core classes out of the way because it's basically, if it's virtual, she's, you know, she looks at it as, why do I want to go sit in a dorm room and take the same classes I can sit here in Dare County or in Currituck or over in Elizabeth City and take? And you have really championed the using COA to get those core classes before moving on to a four-year school. I know that's been almost, I wouldn't say a pet project, that's almost been a crusade of yours for many years.
It has, Sam, and I kicked this off two or three years ago when I first got on the as a trustee to the COA Board of Trustees. I got on that board not in the best light that I like. A dear friend of mine, Warren Judge, prior chair to Dare County Board of Commissioners, who I think the world of and had a great relationship. His unfortunate passing allowed me to take his place on that board, and I wanted to step up to the plate and certainly make him proud. I know if he was around today, he would be totally supportive of this, and I'm trying to follow his legacy with his hard work and that he did for many years on that board as a trustee. But like I said, I started this a couple of years ago, and with working with the chairman of Currituck, he was the chair of the trustees of COA, and you know, we wanted to do something in Dare, and they came and said, you know, we need some new facilities, and I was willing as chairman of Dare County to listen to this, but I told them, I said, you know, we're willing to step up to the plate, but we'll only step up to the plate if we can have the curriculum in Dare to prevent our kids from having to drive to Elizabeth City and take classes, because I think most of you out there in the public are aware, you know, you get a 18-year-old young lady, gentleman, taking night classes at Elizabeth City, and once you make that left-hand turn at Barco going into Elizabeth City, that's dangerous area on the canal area down there, and I just didn't want to see our kids having to deal with that. And so I said, you know, we'll step up to the plate if you make the curriculum available in Dare. And we've partnered with COA, and we've partnered with the superintendent of schools, Superintendent Farley, for dual enrollment. And we're excited about that. We're going to use that Twyford property for that. We're going to build this new campus in Manio, and it's going to be modern. It's not, Sam, I wish you could see the renderings. It's not going to be the typical red brick government buildings. It's going to be attractive for our kids to want to be able to go there and come there. And our board took another brave step towards making this happen. And we've provided $250,000 to give our graduating seniors in Dare an opportunity to go to COA. And this is just so important for our families in Dare, for our kids to be able to get those scholarships, get a two-year degree, because that saves them substantially. I think you're aware, I know the Public Information Officer, Dorothy Hester, and I have been all over this county for 18 months now promoting this and speaking with individual groups about the savings, cost savings, of going to COA versus going to a four-year school right out the bat. And we knew that we would have, this was going to be a slow growth because a lot of kids have already applied for different places and so forth, but we're seeing kids applying now. And just, you know, I think my numbers are correct, but roughly, I'm just going to round the numbers off, about 70 students, you know, this fall, and we've issued some scholarships and some money for those, and we'll have some more kids applying, but we're just excited to be able to offer that to our graduating seniors. And we know this, once we get this facility built, we know that they're going to take advantage of it. And not only that, from outlying areas too, Sam, you know, we don't want our kids going out of the area. We want them to be able to enjoy a nice campus here in Manio. And that's just when you come into Manio and you make that right-hand turn coming into Manio, it's going to be very impressive once you see these facilities built, and it's going to make our kids proud to be able to go to a COA and be funded and get a 2-year degree and save their parents 2 years of some major college costs. I don't have to tell you, Sam. You know, you have a daughter, so you know what those costs are.
Yeah. Bob Woodard, Chairman of the Board of Commissioners of Derrick County, here on the All New News Talk 92.3 WZPR. You just brought up a point. I know we're going to be running short on time here, but you brought up a good point because so many kids, and we have several in Currituck I know of, and a lot around the state who go to different places like Cape Fear Community College. They've gone to Pitt. They go to other community colleges out of the region. This sounds like an opportunity where 2 years from now when this facility opens, you're going to have kids coming from all over North Carolina because it's a chance to go to 2 years of college and live on the Outer Banks.
Absolutely, Sam. You know, no disrespect for our neighbors, but we don't want those kids going to Cape Fear. We don't want them going down there. We want them coming to Manio to go to school. So absolutely, not only our local graduates, but those of out of the area, we're welcome in that. We're just excited that we can have that opportunity and that possibility. And let me just say this as well: this is not just for a 2-year associate's degree. Mm-hmm. This is for the trades. This is huge. We have scholarships available for our trades. And let me tell you something: I've touted this before. You know, there's some 400,000 welding jobs available in the state of North Carolina, and then in the state of Virginia. You know, that's a huge area for welding positions with all the shipyards and everything. And you come to COA and you get your certification in welding. I mean, those kids, they can make six figures, Sam, working for a big shipyard or a big corporation, and that's huge. Not every kid wants to go to 4 years of school and get a business degree or go to COA and get an associate's degree. We need the trades in this country, and that's so important. So we're going to support those kids that want to go into the trades as well. We're going to offer them scholarships as well. As a matter of fact, just the other night, we talked about maybe extending the back date that people have graduated from 16 months to potentially 24 months. So just a lot going on that our board has stepped up to the plate, and we're committed. This entire board unanimously is committed to educating our kids and doing what's right for our kids in Derrick County.
Bob Woodard, Chairman of the Board of Commissioners for Derrick County, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to have you on, maybe monthly, maybe even every other week, because you sure can fill 15 minutes and no problem. And I know we've got a lot to talk about, but we will have you back on a regular basis.
Sam, please do. I'm excited. I am just so excited to talk about what's going on in Dare in the positive stretch of what's taking place with all the different things that we're doing throughout the county to make this county a better place for all of us to live. And thank you so much for having me. And please, everyone out there, I'm getting ready to go and do another a video this morning, but I just encourage our residents and our visitors to continue. Many of you are following the 3 W's, and I just encourage you to continue to do that, so that we can get this pandemic behind us and we can live in a safe environment in Derrick County.